All right, Alexander, let's talk about the situation in Germany with Mr. Merz, his falling out with Trump, his statements about constantly escalating against Russia, pouring money into the military-industrial complex, austerity now in Germany, cutting back on social services, on healthcare in order to fund the military industrial complex. This has already been decided by his party. It's going to be very unpopular with the German people, but Merz continues to push forward. What do you think of everything happening in Germany?
You know, this is an extraordinary thing. It is it's like a kind of car, a turbocharged car, pelting towards the cliff, even as parts of the car keep falling off. I mean, the idea of Germany getting into a conflict with Russia and doing so without the Americans. I mean, the idea of Germany getting into a conflict with Russia is already, I mean, delusional, grandiose, some would say mad anyway. But doing so whilst simultaneously quarreling with the Americans, and by the way, with the Chinese too, just to say, it takes it to a completely different level. The entire basis upon which the German Federal Republic exists is the alliance with the United States. It was the Americans. People need to remember this. It was the Americans ultimately who set up the German Federal Republic in the 1940s. I mean, the Federal Republic of Germany arose out of a decision taken ultimately by the United States to merge the American, British, and French occupation zones in Western Germany to counter the Soviets, who were in occupation at that time of Eastern Germany. And the Americans decided that they would give this new region a government, a German government, accountable to the people who lived there, democratic government, as they would say. And they arranged, together with the British, to create this constitutional system, which became the German Federal Republic. So more than any other country in Europe, modern Germany is built around an alliance with the United States. And the troops, the American troops in Germany, underpin that whole alliance and that whole political structure. Now, that means, and has meant since the foundation of Germany's Federal Republic, the German leaders have always been extremely sensitive about the relationship with the Americans. That doesn't mean that they've always agreed with the Americans. It doesn't mean that they haven't sometimes followed an independent line. In the 1950s, Adenauer, who was the chancellor, at one time thought of acquiring nuclear weapons and tried to get the Americans to agree to that. JFK put a stop to that one. Willy Brandt, when he started to work towards Ostpolitik with the Soviets, he had to think about doing that very, very carefully. Again, he made sure that he got the green light from the Americans to do it. But there were tensions. So there sometimes been disagreements with the Americans. But to get into an outright quarrel with the Americans at this particular time, even as the German industrial economy is going down the tubes at an accelerating rate. There's just been a marketing survey done, by the way, in Germany. And, you know, one of these, you know, PMI surveys. And the incredible thing is that even despite Merz's talk about spending money on weapons, reorganizing factories in Germany around arms production, PMI, the industrial PMI in Germany, has now descended even further to 2008 levels. I mean, that's the time of the, you know, global financial crisis. To do all of this, to talk about war with Russia quarrel with the Americans in the middle of this extraordinary economic crisis is incredible. And there doesn't seem to be anything that can stop it. Because, as you correctly said, the CDU as a party seems to be fully on board with it. It is a whole country taking a kamikaze approach to its policies, to its future, a whole government system, even more so than, say, Britain or France, destroying the entire foundations upon which modern Germany was built. I would not have believed it possible, but there it is.
Is it better that Merz is so unpopular in order to push this through? Maybe if he was popular, there'd be more of a fear from the CDU that, you know, we don't want to ruin his popularity or degrade his popularity because we could possibly win the next elections. So let's not deindustrialize or destroy ourselves too bad, too hard, I guess. But now that you have a person that's universally despised by everybody inside Germany and outside Germany, who cares? Let him go through. Let him push everything through. He can't be hated anymore, can he? Maybe he can a little bit, but whatever. Let him do what he's going to do. He can take all the blame. We're going to get all the riches. Push forward.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that is playing a significant factor. I mean, it's extraordinary that there's been so little dissent against this host approach within the CDU. I mean, you'd have expected that there'd be massive pushback from various CDU chapters around Germany, from within the CDU parliamentary faction. But on the contrary, they're all united, you know, following this suicide course behind Merz. And bear in mind, these are the same people who 10 years ago, you know, were backing Angela Merkel. She was trying to maintain good relations with the Russians, well, these not good relations, but, you know, some kind of a relationship with the Russians that was forging ahead with Nord Stream 2. And they were the same people who were willing to back Merkel as she did deals with the Chinese. And, of course, Merkel was always very, very careful to remain on very good terms with the Americans. But now, you know, they're backing Merz as he does this, all of these very extreme things. Now, I'm going to say here what I think. I think you are 90% right. It is Merz's, his extreme unpopularity means that, well, it's fine if we just keep going, doing what we're doing. It's all going to turn right in the end. After all, we have the financial genius from BlackRock assuring us that this is all going to come right. Some of us or some of our friends are going to make an awful lot of money in the meantime. Within the German auto industry, there will be all sorts of people in Volkswagen, Daimler-Benz, and who knows, even BMW maybe, who will be saying, well, you know, don't stop this money spigot, all this money from Merz. We need that because we're frankly not selling cars as we did. So we need money from some other source. So please don't rock the boat with Merz now, because this is what we need at the present time to keep ourselves afloat. So there's all of this going on, and they're saying to themselves, well, however bad, however awful things are now, it'll turn around and we don't need to worry because Merz is so unpopular that we're not risking his popularity, and things are so bad that things in the end can only go upwards. I think there's another thing at play as well, and that is that we have had regional parliamentary elections in certain German states. We saw them in Rheinland-Pfalz. We saw them in Baden-Württemberg. And the interesting thing about those elections is that the SPD, the other big establishment party in Germany, is crashed in them. And the FDP, the other big establishment party in Germany, has basically been wiped out. The CDU was sort of stable. Now, we pointed out in the programs that we did, in which we analyzed those elections, that this is almost certainly purely a temporary phenomenon. It's just that at the moment, the movement of right-wing voters to the AfD in these places has only just begun. The AfD currently is taking voters more from working class, the working class electorate in these states. And that historically backed the SPD, the socialists. It's not yet developed to the level where they're going to start taking votes from the CDU. So I think people in the CDU looked at these results in these states. They said, well, actually, things are not so bad. We're in West Germany, at least, we are holding our own. But the reality is, I think this is a mirage. I've seen it play out in Britain. I've seen it play out in other European countries, in France. What you tend to see with parties that establishment parties is that things go down slowly as people become disillusioned. And then the alternative appears and then they crash. And the crash comes suddenly. And when it comes, there is no, there is really no way of stopping it. That's what's happened with the Conservatives, for example, in Britain. I think it's going to happen to the CDU. And I think it's going to happen to the CDU in the next few months. But in the meantime, they're going to continue with these policies, this particular set of policies. And of course, when the crash comes, there'll be no turning back from it.
Final question is the way to prevent the AfD from coming into power, the last way to prevent the AfD from winning the next elections, to get to a war position with Russia? Maybe you don't even enter into a war with Russia, but at least you get to the point where you're very close to a war with Russia, or maybe even you do get into a position where you're at war with Russia. But is that the final way that they're going to prevent the AfD from gaining power?
Yes, I think it is. What they're going to try and do is they're going to use the specter of Russia to heighten the sense of paranoia and fear in Germany. And if that rallies voters behind the CDU, because, you know, we're fighting the Russians and the AfD are the enemy within, if it works electorally, that's of course enough. But if it doesn't work electorally, well, if you're going to start doing things like thinking about bans of the AfD, obviously that becomes an awful lot easier in a wartime or pre-wartime situation than it does in a time such as we have at the present, which is, you could still just about argue, it is a time of peace. Now, in my opinion, the attempt to crank up hysteria and anger and fear of war, or fear of Russia rather, to the current levels that we're seeing in Germany, it's electorally disastrous. I think it's one of the main reasons for the collapse of Merz's position. I don't think the Germans like it at all. And I think they're very much more concerned about what's happening to their own country and to its economy. But it doesn't mean it's going to change course, because, as I said, ultimately, the ultimate solution, if you want to retain control, is to do that which they have up to now resisted doing because of all the legal problems, which is ban the AfD. And, you know, that isn't impossible. Germany has banned parties, political parties, before, going all the way back to the 1950s. It is something that would be an immense thing, because none of the parties that were banned previously were particularly big parties. Whereas the AfD is now becoming a very big party. But the legal precedent for it does exist.
All right, we will end the video there, theduran.locals.com. We're on X, we're on Rumble, we're on Telegram. We're also on Substack. Check us out there and go to the Duran shop, pick up some merch. We are running a special on baseball caps. So definitely check out those deals on the Duran shop. Link is in the description box down below. Take care.